WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. We'll have some high school girls basketball tonight for you, not here on the radio, but on our website at KJAN-TV as Atlantic opens up the season on the road at Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. Atlantic has new leadership in first-year head coach Kelly Jewell, who spent some time at Exira EHK in Duluth, Georgia as an assistant. Jewell says he wants an up-tempo style from his team.
Just get up and down the floor and try to cause havoc on defense and offensively, you know, push the ball and move and try to get easy shots by just constant movement. We've worked on it a lot. We worked on it this summer. The problem might be our depth right now with injuries and sickness at this point of the year, but, you know, we're sure going to try to be that kind of team.
Jewell says he thinks his group can hit the ground running with four starters back from last season.
Aaron Olson was an all-conference honorable mention last year. Obviously, Catherine Leonard, who hasn't practiced yet this year, but she was a starter at least at some point as her freshman year. Tiffany Williams and Megan Riley return for after playing a lot. Both will be juniors. And then we're really excited about Sky Thompson, who I don't think played much varsity last year, but has really done a lot of good things in the in practices so far. We're excited about the group that we have.
Varsity tip-off is set for about 7:30 tonight, and again, you can watch that game on the TV page at KJAN.com. Chris Parks and I will have the call of that basketball matchup tonight. Now, the reason we have basketball for you on the web only tonight is because we have men's college basketball here on the air. Iowa Hawkeyes are back in action tonight as they'll be at home against Pepperdine at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 6 o'clock tonight is the pregame. 7 o'clock is tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, Devin Booker had a career-best 18 points. Aaron Harrison added 14, and number one Kentucky held Montana State scoreless for several stretches in an 86-28 victory over the overmatched Bobcats. 11th-ranked Wichita State ran all over Neumann, 105-57. Juwan Staten had 23 points, and West Virginia held off several second-half runs to beat number 17 Connecticut, 78-68, in the title game of the Puerto Rico tip-off. 18th-ranked Oklahoma got 20 points from Isaiah Cousins in a 90-68 win over Northwestern State. And also D'Angelo Russell scored 32 points, and Shannon Scott set a school record with 16 assists to lead 20th-ranked Ohio State to a 106-48 win against overmatched Sacred Heart. The Iowa State women shot a season-high 51% and made 11 three-pointers in an 85-54 win over Cincinnati last night in Hilton Coliseum.
There's a lot of good things that happened, and I thought we had a lot of good performances. We had great balance. That was as complete a game as we've played, certainly this year.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who said it was their best effort of the young season.
You know, we've been talking at nauseam about playing for 40 minutes and all that stuff, but I thought we did a lot of good things. When you only turn the ball over 8 times, we scored the ball. I thought the second half came out with a really great amount of energy.
Bryn Williamson had 17 points to lead the Cyclones as they improved to 3-0. It was just another garden variety fourth quarter mile high miracle for Peyton Manning as Manning directed the Denver Broncos to 22 points in the fourth quarter and orchestrating a 39-36 come from behind victory over upset minded Miami. Manning completed 28 of 35 passes for 257 yards and 4 touchdowns, including 3 to Demaryius Thomas. Elsewhere in Week 12 NFL action, the Dallas Cowboys remain the only undefeated NFL team on the road by rallying for a 31-28 victory over the New York Giants at the Meadowlands. Josh Huff returned the opening kickoff 107 yards. LeSean McCoy ran for 130 yards, and the Philadelphia Eagles blew away the Tennessee Titans 43-24. Tom Brady threw for 349 yards and 2 touchdowns in a pass-heavy offense against the NFL's stingiest rush defense, and the New England Patriots stretched their winning streak to 7 with a 34-9 rout of Detroit. Seattle handed Arizona just its second loss of the season, 19-3. Brian Hoyer shook off 3 interceptions and led the Cleveland Browns down the field in the final minute to set up Billy Cundiff's 37-yard field goal as time ran out for a 26-24 Cleveland win over the Atlanta Falcons. Eddie Lacy rushed for 125 yards on 25 carries, both season highs, to help Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-21. Andy Dalton threw for 233 yards and a score as the Cincinnati Bengals post a 22-13 win over Houston. T.Y. Hilton celebrated the birth of his first child with a 73-yard touchdown catch, spurring the second-half turnaround that allowed Indianapolis to pull away from Jacksonville 23-3. Matt Forte rushed for two touchdowns in the third quarter as the Chicago Bears beat their ex-coach Lovie Smith and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 21-13. Also yesterday, it was San Diego 27-24 over the St. Louis Rams, and San Francisco rallied past Washington 17-13. The new Associated Press Top 25 poll has been released with no change at the top from last week's poll. Florida State remains number one with Alabama number two, Oregon third and Mississippi State fourth. Baylor and TCU flipped positions with Baylor now ranked fifth and TCU sixth. The rest of the top 10 features Ohio State, Georgia, UCLA, and Michigan State. As far as first place votes are concerned, FSU got 37, Alabama 21, and Oregon got the other two. And the UNI Panthers will host Stephen F. Austin on Saturday night in the opening round of the FCS playoffs. The Panthers finished the regular season with a record of 8-4 and were one of 16 at-large selections.
I'm just glad we're playing this Saturday, and we've got a home game, and, you know, it's, to me, the most important thing was to get in and to get in a position to get your first win, and at least we get a home football game, and we got somebody to start studying now.
The teams have met nine times in the regular season, the last coming in 2011, but they've never met in the playoffs.
Stephen F. Austin has always been a good program. It's always a fellow program that we know the name that makes it a very strong program. So, and if they're in the playoffs, they're always good. So, no, looking forward to it, though. And a home game is big, just to get home and to get started in the playoffs with a home game, I think, is very important to create some momentum and to sustain our momentum we have.
Well, the Panthers got into the field by winning their last five games after turning their season around, starting 3-4. Senior running back David Johnson says he cares that you and I didn't get one of the eight seeds in the bracket.
I'm just glad that we did make it to playoffs. That's the first and foremost thing that we wanted to do. And buy or no buy, I feel like we have a momentum going, and I'm just glad that we have the chance to keep it going.
Well, the winner will advance to play fifth-seeded Illinois State on December 6th in second-round play. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.